I was extremely surprised by the fact that somebody could live day in and day out generally on 800 calories. And that was our Maasai herder in Kenya, Nukosaruni. So that was pretty surprising. But the general deal was is that she was only doing this because she was in drought. If they had not been in drought, she would have had more calories. So we did not in this book, What I Eat, cover daily caloric intake. What we did do was cover interesting people at a point in time, and then I used the text and the food list to put that person into context.
Sure, and I'm looking at the picture of Nulkisaruni now. She's the third of four wives of a Maasai chief, which makes you wonder what those who are not in the royalty are eating, because 800 calories is very little. I'm looking at the picture. There's a banana in there, a couple of mugs. What was in the mugs? What's in the plastic bottle?
The plastic bottle is actually full of water from a well that was dug by a relief effort, but it's pretty orange colored water. But that's what she drinks. And sometimes she has milk, but the day we were with her, she was only getting, I think it was about a half a cup between five or six different cows. So she wasn't getting much milk. And so there's some milk in that picture. And then cornmeal porridge, which is the staple diet. Every 2 or 3 weeks or so, they'll kill a goat and eat it between all the family members. So that would have increased the calorie count.
Looking now at another picture, I was surprised at how much food the monk in the Tibetan plateau in China was taking. Nearly 5,000 calories. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, the monk had nearly 5,000, and the Tibetan herder also, Kharsal, had even more than that. And a lot of their calories actually come from butter tea. They have a lot of milk in their diet, and they are turning everything into a sort of fermented butter for preservation. And so they both were drinking a lot of this butter tea all day. It keeps them warm. It's salty. It's got butter in it. Sometimes they put cereal in it. And they also add this then to a toasted barley flour called sampa that they make, and they'll add even more butter to that. So it's a pretty high fat diet, but they're also at a pretty high altitude, and both were actually working pretty physically hard. The monk was doing a lot of construction on the side, and Kharsal was chasing his animals up and down mountains.
Whose was the most natural diet, would you say?
Natural diet is a little difficult to actually sort of determine. I mean, you could say that Viandera, our Himba mom in northern Namibia, she had a natural diet. She was eating virtually the same food as Nukosaruni was eating in Kenya, but they were not in drought, so she was eating more of it. Both of them have what is in essence a natural diet, but probably the most healthful diets are the ones that are in fact grain and plant-based, with meat really only used as a condiment. And so of all the places that we visited, we covered 80 people in 30 countries for this book. Japan was, one of the more highly developed countries, so-called developed countries, that was still eating a fairly traditional diet that was pretty healthful, with a lot of the same things they've always eaten: fish and soy products, fresh vegetables. Their problem, though, is that the younger generation now is eating a more is actually eating more from the so-called global marketplace. So they are already starting to have some of the same problems that we in the USA are having, and the UK and the European continent.
Well, indeed, how horrifying compared to those diets, many of them, it seems from the book anyway, to be pretty much balanced with the amount of energy that's expended in a day. How horrifying is our diet, which is so processed, often so much more in calorific value than we need in a day?
Well, I think you've really hit it, is that it's what we took from this entire exercise is moderation in diet is really important, and increase your physical exercise. But there were so many different things, that from one country to the next that you could really sort of key on to figure out. All you have to do is look at the food lists in the book and realize, if you have a brand name in front of every single food product in your food list, then you probably need to take a look at your diet and say, I probably need more, fresh fruits and vegetables.